6 months after the citizens' mandate, Andrés Pastrana was elected president of Colombia on a promise to make peace. Since then, the government and the armed groups have begun to talk. Yet, despite this, the war is worse. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people are forced out of their homes. More of them arrive in the city every day. The massacres and the kidnappings continue, and more often children are the targets. We have made some important breakthroughs. The government agreed to end the recruitment of boys under the age of 18 into the army. Yet the other armed groups continue to recruit children to fight. Often they put them in the front line, in the greatest danger. Though the war continues, we can never give up. There is so much we can do, even right here at home. Twice every week I go to different schools in Soacha, or in even poorer barrios farther up the mountainside, like El Progreso, where those families who have most recently fled from their homes have settled. I have to take the bus to El Progreso, but most of the bus drivers know about the work I am trying to do. They charge only what I can afford for the fare, and often let me ride for free.